You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.
And now your host, the award-winning Jessica R. Bunavach. Hey, Jess.
Hi, love. How are you? You are so fast. Like yesterday, you were just there in Florida, and now you're in New York. What the
Mom,
heck?
Mom, we got to go. You know, when you're jet setting, you got to jet set and keep going, keep moving. No, there's a lot going on. You know, tomorrow we're filming the episode for Everything But the House again with Lara Spencer for HGTV. The show
when
will air.
When is that going to be on TV?
I think it will air in April. The auction that we had, the live auction, the Everything But the House auction ended. I have no idea how much we made. I'm super excited to find out. I'm going to find out tomorrow. And then tomorrow there's a live auction with Lara Spencer in Connecticut at an auction house. So if there's anyone who's watching this and you're in the Connecticut, New York area and you want to be on HGTV, the show Everything But the House is looking for people to come and be part of the wonderful audience in the auction. So you can go to ebth.com, Everything But the House, ebth.com, and you can find more information there. I am Jessica's executive producer, Max Tucci. Today we have a great show on The Polished Woman. For more information, follow Jessica on her social media, which is at The Polished Woman on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And always she encourages you to slide into her DMs with questions. Today we're going to talk about social media and how to build your brand, your name, your company, and your social media realistically without buying followers. We're going to talk
without
about that here
buying
today.
Followers, buying what do you call that? Likes and comments.
I don't know. I can't believe
you can buy all those things. What the heck?
Here's my point of view. I feel a little bit, I understand the importance of social media if it is important at all. You know, for me, what's important is being outside, being with your family, being with your friends. To me, there's something greater than that and living in the moment instead of like living in the moment to capture it for an audience that doesn't even know your name. You know, it's like, so I'm doing Clubhouse. I know you and I had discussed Clubhouse.
Yeah, and I want to learn about Clubhouse.
Well, our guest today, Monica, is going to share a lot of wealth of information about Clubhouse. But my experience with them, you know, and I don't start rooms. I join a lot of the panels that are already there. And I join the stages for people who have cultivated rooms and created rooms. So it's a lot easier for me to just jump on a stage and talk. But Jessica, I have to tell you, by being on, I do one which is called Food is Religion. I do another called the Future of Hospitality. Mm-hmm. And when I'm in these rooms, I instantly get followers. Like my Instagram all of a sudden grows, Twitter grows. I get DMs all the time, you know, and it's really become a stage. I call it the TEDx of Instagram, where you can go, you're on stage, you're having conscious conversations. And of course, there's like meditation and all, you know, everything. It has just become a stage of, you know, a free for all. But when there's an organized platform, it makes really a conversation grow. Yeah. I've met incredible people. You know, we have the farm up here. I've met farmers who want to come up and use the land for farming. Yeah. So it's really, you know, and whatever your field is, there's a stage for you.
This is not like Reddit where some, you know, because people on Reddit, it's like that. It's like group. But then there's some of them are mean. So
No, you know, there's a moderator and you could be muted. It's basically like a TEDx and a podcast mixed together where you're having just great conversations. You would be great on there. You definitely today on the show, speak to Monica about how you can build a Clubhouse stage. And if it's something for your brand and for the Polished Woman that she thinks is worth doing. You know, that's really, I think, what people are turning in for. A lot of women are tuning in today because they want to know, what do I do with my social media? How do I grow my social media? Should I be on Clubhouse? You know, and how do I grow my business? So we're going to have a great show today. But before we jump into that, how are you, Jess? How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit with everything that's happening in California and now in LA, you know, a little bit skeptical. Is that what it's, is that the word? To go out. Like yesterday, my daughter, Haika. My daughter, Haika, she's like, Mom, have you been in Melrose? I said, no, not for a while. It's like, oh my God, it's so scary. Like, you know, and then a lot of stores are closing, you know, and
it's okay. You know, I think no experience is ever wasted. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you have to be vigilant. You have to trust your intuition. If there's ever a time where clarity is become your friend, now's the time. And just be aware of your surroundings. You know, there's no need to show off and wear fancy watches and all the
bags and stuff in
certain areas. Because listen, when I'm in New York City, it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The Polo Bar is bumping. It's beautiful. Everyone is dressed. You know, so it just depends on where. But remember, if we go back to when crack and cocaine came into New York in the 70s and 80s, it was so dangerous. The subways you couldn't use, the murders, the gangs. You know, so it's just like evolution. It happens.
Yeah.
Listen, when you've disrupted a world, we're coming out of something that in our lifetime we've never been in, really. A pandemic of this scale where it's the whole world. And I think, you know, tensions are high and people, you know, this is when we need to like pray, meditate, be still and know.
And
just, you know, grow our social media so we could stay home and do it.
Yeah. That's why you're so happy there. You really found your solace. What do you call that? You found solace.
It's in nature, you know?
Yeah.
But I was just at a wonderful little spot here where we were talking about how a lot of people, women especially, started baking and cooking during pandemic and started businesses in their house.
Yeah, I know.
But the business, you can't, you know, there's health regulations and you can't continue a food business in your house, you know? So now what? They've created these massive, you know, Instagram pages, these followers, social media for this business that they can't operate technically in homes anymore.
At home, yes.
So what does that mean? So now are people going back into renting spaces?
Yes.
You know, is brick and mortar going to be something new again? Mm-hmm. So it's really an interesting concept to also, I think, when we have this conversation today about social media, is to ask our guest today, for women who have started this business, a home-based business, and they can no longer do the business out of home, what are they supposed to do? So we have a lot of great questions.
A lot of questions. And have you seen this? There's one interview where, you know, like how we always talk about teenagers, how they're lazy, they're entitled, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And there's this guy who said, you know what? Guess what? They're not lazy. They're not entitled. But they just have the source, the resources to get their, their money from doing TikTok, doing reels, doing this and that. Like he was saying that, you know.
Entitled is a separate, look, if there's
that's what he said. I'm just repeating what he said.
I know, don't shoot the messenger. But here's what I know. Of course, there's a lot of different opportunities that are present today that you and I might not have done 20 years ago.
Yes.
Entitlement, I think, is separate from that.
Yeah.
I think this is the generation of this youth is because a lot of, and this is, we've done shows about this, a lot of parents don't know how to tell their kids no. A lot of parents want to be friends with their children. Mm-hmm. Every action has a reaction. If you don't discipline your child, if you don't teach them respect, if you don't teach them dignity, they're not going to have it. You know, and these are days when you can't tell your child no because they somehow have the upper hand. It's absurd. But again, when you go into social media and you are a young girl, let's say you're 18 years old, and there are sites where guys are paying you to show them your feet and saying, lick my dirty feet, and they pay you. It's not a joke.
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
Opportunities that is dangerous with social media. Mm-hmm. So what are the dangers of social media? And how do we educate our youth into not going into these zones where it could potentially cause harm to them? So there's the duality of social media, you know, and that's life in general, the duality of life.
Okay. But, so another, sorry, love. Another, speaking of danger, I have a friend on Instagram wherein I want to discuss about this also with our guest today. Look at what it came out. See, if you can see on screen, she said, I just made so-and-so on Bitcoin. And it literally like came out for like a couple
right?
Mm-hmm. And so I called her. I said, oh my gosh. I said, Dr. Tess, why are you posting this? And she's like, oh my gosh, I've been hacked.
Can I tell you? And we were hacked today. You know, I have a rental property.
And
we got an email alert saying that our rental company that manages the company, that someone went in and changed the banking information so that the rentals, the money from our rental will go into their bank account. It just happened this morning before I jumped on a flight.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So there
this
are.
This is crazy.
Well, you know, it's life.
And this There's one is literally like, yeah, and this one is like, hey, if you want, just contact him. And they even put the picture of the guy. Like, oh my God. And I called her and, you know, and she was like, Jess, don't even like mind it. And we're doing some sort of like investigation.
But you've been hacked before. You know, you've listened, and these are the conversations we're going to have today about social media.
Yes,
there's pros and cons. And of course, you know, it's like life. There's light and dark, you know?
So
what is the darkness of social media, but then what is the light? So we're going to have a great show today.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You can join us if you have like any question, let me know. Okay.
I will jump in your ear.
This is like super important. Okay.
Yeah, I'll jump in your ear. For all of you who know, I'm leaving. I go into the back, but Jess and I are still on the show the whole time. And she has a little earpiece and I have my little device here and I talk to her in her ear. So we're going to have a great show on social media today. So Jess, have a great show.
Okay. So I'm not lucky. I'm not lucky. You know what I am? I am smart. I am talented. I take advantages of the opportunities that come my way. And I work really, really hard. Shonda Rhimes. This is our quote from Shonda Rhimes. Amazing. We live in a world where it seems like everyone can have a business of their own. How many friends do you have who are consultants for various companies? How many people do you know who are making their own soaps or candles, which is true, or clothes and selling them? Maybe you even have a business of your own that you just launched or are trying to get more sales for. The biggest question is how. And that's what we are going to talk about today. So today I'm joined by the incredible Monica Monfrey, a high school teacher and social media strategist who not only built her own six figures business, but also helps other women do the same. And this is why I chose Monica, Max. Hi, Monica.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to The Polished Woman. You know, I want to thank everyone who actually, you know, sent their, what do you call this, for our query about social media. But for some reason, Monica touched my heart because I don't know why, but when I spoke to you, I always want to have some sort of like testimony in the beginning, like how, you know, like how for women, how did you start this business or how did you become an expert or something like that? And I love how you started. I just want you to share a little bit about it. You know, like, I know it's hurtful and I'm sorry to hear about, you know, your sister, but yeah, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just so happy to be here and super honored. Thank you for having me, Jessica.
Yeah.
I am in my 40s, so I want to just, I think that's really important to state that I'm 44. So when I'm talking about social media, I'm talking about it from the place of someone who is not growing up with this. Like, I had MySpace, I had Friendster.
Oh my God, I remember that. Yeah.
Like, taking us way back. But I live here in New York City. I live in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And I was a yoga teacher for a while, and I remember not knowing how to get clients. And so I was like, well, I'm on Instagram, and I was your typical brunch girl, pictures of my friends. Uh-huh. And decided to like really think about using Instagram more. And in the meantime of this, my sister was diagnosed at 27 with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And we know that it's not a genetic mutation. I also have the BRCA1 gene. But in March of 2020, right, New York City is starting to get to a word of pandemic. I read this at events and a woman said to me, you know, Monica, you should teach women over 50 how to use Instagram. And I was like, oh, sure. That sounds like a good idea. Yeah. I didn't really have like a full business idea running. And just a few, you know, within like 24 hours, New York City had shut down. I decided to make the trip out to see my sister. Things were really taking a turn for the worse inside of her care. My mom decided to bring her home from the hospital to have her in hospice. Mm-hmm. And I had a workshop about social media, about Instagram.
Okay.
And started to talk about it and then decided I had to come back to New York City. Within a week of my return to New York City, my sister passed away from breast cancer and I was stuck here inside of our house, inside of our apartment. I was living with my boyfriend at the time, we're not married, teaching from home and sitting in a lot of grief and really wondering how can I maximize this? And that's really how my business grew was I needed something to help me move through grief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to feel like you're doing something because for those first couple of months, teachers, we were learning it. The same time we were teaching, we were learning.
Yeah.
And there were so many people who were also thinking like, how do I make money in my business? How do I show up? And you don't have to be a ton of head of steps of anybody. I was not super far ahead of people, but I had an idea of how to use Instagram, mm-hmm. and I knew how to teach people. And so that's how I created my business. I decided to start teaching other women like myself who were in their late 30s, early 40s and 50s how to use Instagram.
Oh my gosh. Ladies, just so that you know, Monica is a high school teacher. And so that's why, you know, she's good in teaching. So it's so good that you turned your grief into helping other people, you know, like, you yeah. know, like educating people about this whole, you know, social media industry. And this is not, you just started literally last year, right?
Yeah, I didn't have, you know, before this, didn't have it.
Yeah, her, literally, if you go to her, she did not buy her, you know, followers all grew naturally. Okay, now let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And you're 44 when you literally started this. So ladies, even if you're 50 years old and you're just actually starting your social media just now or your business, this is the show and the podcast that you have to listen to. Okay.
Absolutely.
So now tell us about it. I mean, I know, you know, it inspired you to become the social media strategist, but how do you start? Where do you start? I know everybody's talking about, is it Instagram or TikTok? You know, there's a big, and what does it mean to be a social media strategist? Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of an expert. Okay.
So for me, it was, you know, I was already on Instagram. I think TikTok was just mm-hmm. becoming this thing. It was still very much for like 13-year-olds who were dancing.
Yes,
but
yes.
What made sense to me was Facebook was kind of like a place where I go and share with my family. But Instagram has always been sort of like, oh, I was following it for yoga and I realized I could probably monetize it, figure out a way mm-hmm. to talk to people. And one of the things I think is so important is when we think about social media, we think it's all about having great pictures and having really catchy captions. And then that's all a part of it. But what actually helped me grow so fast is I like to talk and I was willing to get on camera. And one of the biggest things that is happening inside of the world of social media is people want to see each other. We have been, you know, 18 months ago, we were going to networking events and talking to each other and creating relationships through seeing each other. We are now mm-hmm. in a place where people are on Zoom or on social media, but we still crave relationships. So this ability to get on social media and use live video is so powerful. So for me, Instagram was easy because of the live video aspect. I would go on Instagram stories and talk and say something really quick and short, and it started to resonate with people. And that is what I think is so important is wherever you decide to go, is leaning into the parts of that app that you love. So I love Instagram because it has static posts, it has Instagram video. So you've got live video, you've got Instagram stories, you've got Instagram reels, which are like TikToks. There's so many different ways to show up versus it's a little bit like, I don't mind LinkedIn, but it's just not the place. It's not as much fun for me. And I want my social media to feel fun. And so I will say 2022, I'm going to try to be on TikTok a little bit more. But not a lot.
I know, I was
going to
ask you about that. and you know, I've learned that, I think, were you the one who told me that, or do not post the same post that you were posting on Instagram and on TikTok, right? They don't like that, right?
No, so there's this word that, and I use it a lot too, we want to repurpose content. So I don't want anyone to go and be like, oh, they have to post new videos, but we want to be thinking about how you're so just because you posted it on Instagram, there's a watermark on there. We have to learn how to take that off and then reuse it so that it can fit the people who are using, because TikTok has an entirely different algorithm way of being than Instagram does, than Facebook does. But I will say this, if what is keeping you from posting is that you feel like you don't have enough time, then I want all of my clients and anyone who's listening to just do it, to just dive in. So if it means that you post an Instagram and it'll get you to post on TikTok by repurposing that same video, do it. And then as you start to get more confidence, then we can start to really scale into your strategy. But I always tell people, if you can, some of my videos, I'll like redo them on my phone and then I'll save them for later. You can always reuse that video, but not just the direct like download and repost. You might have to edit a little bit. That's a important part of social media.
Okay, so let's say there's somebody like right now listening and she only has 500 or 100 followers. How does she start? Because I know that when you do stories, the only one that can see you are the one who follows you, right?
Yeah. So story. I would say if you are just starting, the very first thing I want you to do is get on video. And I love to do Instagram Reels. So we're going to talk about Instagram, but this is the same thing for TikTok and even for Facebook.
Okay.
Find a, what I like to do, because listen, pointing and dancing, a lot of people stop and say, I can't do an Instagram Reel because I'm not funny. I don't know how to point. I don't know how to sing.
I can't speak. Yeah. Yeah.
No. So don't want you to do that. What I want you to do is go to a couple of my Reels that I have that are just, they're like either voiceovers. I did a couple that were like from The Office. Find something funny and just do it, because we can do anything for 5 to 7 seconds. And so just find reels where you don't have to point. You don't have to dance. You don't have to try to like learn a new fabulous dance. But in 5 to 7 seconds, you can create a reel. I always tell people none of my reels are perfect. I don't worry about if I have on the right makeup. My last reel, I think I did inside of my classroom. I did two of them inside of my classroom. They took me about 15 minutes to film. But the beauty of it is, if you're just starting out, Instagram Reels are going to get you in front of new followers. They're going to get you in front of new people. Okay. And if you are on your algorithm right now and your Instagram feed, I tested this yesterday. I saw 3 static posts, and then my next 8 posts were all Instagram Reels. So if you're putting out content and you're not getting anybody to like it or to comment on it, and you're like, the Instagram algorithm hates me, it's just that people aren't seeing it because we're all being fed Instagram Reels. So you want to make sure that if you're just starting out and you want to see the biggest bang for your time, go ahead and hop onto Instagram Reels. Do a reel or 2 or 3. They don't have to be great. They just
Do you have to post on a consecutive, like a time, or do you have to post 3 times a day? Like, how many? Okay, what is the most that you have to post?
Yeah, the more that you post, the more opportunity you're going to get more feedback out there. I always tell people, I tried to do every day posting and it was a lot for me. So if you ever come to see me, I'm about a 4 to 5 feed post girl a week. And I would say 3 of those are Instagram Reels. But I'm inside of my Instagram stories almost every single day, reposting something or talking to people or taking a picture of my dog or of my husband or, you know, just whatever fun it is. But I think that you don't have to post 3 times a day on your feed, but you can. I definitely think, though, trying to set yourself up to post at least once a day for Monday through Friday or 3 times a week at the minimum is going to help you, because like working out, showing up on social media, it's a habit, it's consistent. And if you want to grow, you have to show up and have a relationship with social media, whether that is you posting and you engaging, because it's not just about putting out content. We also have to engage with Instagram.
Yeah. And then now I think you can get paid, right, from Reel. I wanted to explain that, the monetizing thing. Like, how do you get monetized and get paid? So at least you have like, okay, I'm doing this Reels. But you know what? In fairness, when I started doing Reels, that's when I actually got followers that are it's really good. And
I have many clients who say to me, like, I don't want to do Instagram Reels. It's so stupid. And then they do a few of them and they're like, oh my gosh, I just had a client who reached out to me and said she gained 700 followers from one Instagram Reel. Imagine that, 700 followers. It's up to like 14,000 views. She had 600 followers. Now she's over 1,000 by one Instagram Reel. But you asked me, how do you get paid? So there's a couple of ways that this works. It's kind of all a mystery, but there's also some logic to it. So I'm an Instagram creator. So on your Instagram account, you can have a personal account, a business account, and a creator account. Instagram and TikTok are sinking a lot of money into creators. So my account is an Instagram creator account.
What does a creator mean? What do you do?
It's just a category. It's just how they like. Really what it means is that a couple of things that a business account can do differently than I can do, but I'm a business and I'm a creator account. So as a creator account, what then happens is I invite you to make yourself a creator, and then you're going to just start to use Instagram Reels. And at some point, Instagram's going to have a trigger button that's going to then say to you, you have a pop-up that says you're eligible for Instagram Reels bonuses. And basically what happens is you create Reels during the 30 days and you get paid for how many views you get on those Instagram Reels. And once you make $100, you get a payout for up to $800. So
nice. But how many views do you have, or followers do you have to have, and how long does it take? Yeah.
That's an interesting question that I don't actually know the answer to, because it came to me after I hit 10K, but I have a client who has 3,000 followers and she has the Instagram Reels bonus. So I think what really matters is that you are using Reels. So like anything, Instagram wants to see that you're using their feature and then they're essentially paying for you to use your feature. So that's the first way to really get monetized.
Wait,
and here's what's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. I did my first 30 days. And I was like, oh, I'm done. I made like $137. It was right around Thanksgiving. And then it ended and I thought I was done. And all of a sudden it unlocked again. So now I'm in a second round of it. So you have up until $800. So I'll just keep on making money, getting paid pennies, and pennies add up to dollars. So it's really easy to make money.
Wait, hold on. Okay, how do you know though? Okay, remember that there's a lot of, okay, this is another one that I want to show you. There's a lot of fake mails, right? I know that because I have a friend that got monetized, that they have, okay, we can start paying you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But like, for example, there is one here that was sent to my daughter. Are you familiar with this? I just want to show because I'm sure other people also, okay, if you can see that, your marketing expert's waiting to connect. Mm. And it's from Instagram. Like literally when you look at it, it's so... You know what I mean? It's so legal. It's so, it looks legit. But then again, when I went to the email, and that's what I always check, it's business, no reply.
Oh.
So it's not real, right?
I've never seen that one before. I do think we have to be really concerned about this. I will say that when I got notified, like, there's a help button, and I replied to Instagram to make sure. So, and I was like, where's my money, right? Because it hasn't arrived to me yet. And they're like, you'll get it on the 21st of the month. So I think it's important with any of these things, right? Like, you're not paying for followers. Nobody can guarantee you followers. Nobody can guarantee you the blue check. Like, let's stop paying people to get us the blue check. There's a verification process. But, you know, if somebody says, like, I can help you. My favorite one is...
Max is asking, how do we get that blue check?
Oh, so the blue check happens because of you having excellent press opportunities. So a lot of times it means that you're verified. So there is ways that you can do this, but they want really great pieces of press content. So, you know, sometimes like I've been in a few different pieces of press besides here. I've been featured in Forbes before. I've been featured on Real Simple. I'm in Parents Magazine, lots of these like pretty good magazines, but they want truly like A+ press. So a lot of it is how much press you get and that it's been press about you, not just press where you have like a quote that's featured. So even in my Real Simple, it was more of a quote versus a like editorial feature about me. So you can, and some people do pay because you can expedite it. And again, like everything else, you are going to either pay for with your time or with your money. But I would say this, getting the blue check, you know, you want to work with a really stellar press PR agency if you're going to do that, not just somebody who randomly DMs you and says, hey, I can help you get the blue check. And to the point about Clubhouse.
So don't believe those.
Don't believe those. There is a couple of people on Clubhouse. When I have questions about like verification process, I'll go to Clubhouse or to a place like that where there's an opportunity to hear from a lot of different people. But if somebody just is landing your DMs to tell you that they can help you get a blue check, to me, that's always a little questionable because that's not how legitimate PR people work. They just don't DM you in the back channel of Instagram.
But how if you don't have money to do it? How do you, hire a PR person? That is
if you don't have money to hire, I would say my suggestion is just to keep on looking for press opportunities. But here's the thing about a verified check. It's not the hugest thing. I know people who are seven-figure business owners who don't have a blue check. The blue check is just a verification. It's kind of the same we felt about 10K, right? When we get to 10K, we'll get a swipe up and then you'll be making money. That's not how it works on social media. So it's really about the quality of your followers, the relationships that you build, and how you are utilizing this to move forward. Because the majority of people who are using social media aren't looking to become huge influencers. And I know that there are lots of people who are, you're looking to break into the scene or dancing or acting. And really when you're thinking about social media in that way, you do want to hire someone to help you because there is, you know, Instagram is a flaky thing and you do want to make sure that you're doing everything legitimately the right way. But I also want to say to people, don't be afraid that just because you have 100 followers that you can't make $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. there are tons of people who are making money with small followings.
Okay. Max, you want to come in? Sam, can we get in Max? Sam. Can we get in Max? If he can't, okay, we have a Twitter question.
Twitter, okay.
Yeah. Okay. There you go, Max. Okay.
Off mute. So hi, the antiquated Twitter question.
I love Twitter.
Right? Me too.
Yeah.
So the person is saying that they have the opportunity where they have a professional dashboard. All right, mm-hmm. It's a couple parts, so just bear with me now. And as they go through the dashboard, they're seeing here that they have the opportunity to set up and earn money from my live videos. But they're asking for my social security number. Is this legit?
Yeah, if it's through the Instagram dashboard, they do have to get your social security, because if you make over $600, you have to claim that with regard to taxes. So because they're offering us the opportunity to make over $600, we have to be able to get a W-9. So it was unfortunate to me. I didn't want to give mine, but I did give it. If you're going to make money, unfortunately, we live in a place where our government needs to know that you're earning money. So,
but that's a great question, because
it's a
security concern, you know?
Yeah, so,
absolutely is. I would say too, if you have an employer identification number, there might be a way to circumvent the social security, and you might be able to use your EIN number. I just have my social security number.
Yeah. Wow. Right. That's
I'm going out of here. Thanks, Sam.
Okay. Where is the dashboard?
So the dashboard, I'm going to walk you through, because I know not all of our listeners can see, but when you go to your Instagram, so you'll go to your Instagram and you'll click on the bottom right corner. It's going to have a picture of you. And you're going to click on that picture. And then at the very top under your handle, it's going to say professional dashboard. It'll say tools and resources for, mine says creators, yours might say professional account.
Yeah.
And when you click on that, it will give you different things. Like it'll show you how your account is doing. It'll say things like badges. So when I go live, I can get paid badges for if people want to, people love what I'm sharing, they can support me by buying badges. There's a place for branded content tools. There's ad tools. So if you're going to run Instagram ads, you can do it through this account. It also says bonuses. And this is where I would see the different bonuses that I'm eligible for and be able to see how much money I have made and also be able to track if a payment has been sent out to me. It's also a place where Instagram now lets you check. People used to say that they were being shadow banned. So now you can check the health of your account to see if you've done something to upset Instagram.
Sorry. Sam, can we bring in back Max again? This is so interesting, Monica. I feel like I need more time with you.
And Instagram is always changing too. I think it's so great that we're talking about this, but there's really new information dropping from Instagram about what's going to happen in 2022 with regard to our feeds. So everything we're saying, it is constantly learning, constantly.
Hi, Monica.
Hey, Max.
So I'm going through this right now, and I went through the one at Max Tucci, and then I clicked on everything you said, and it says Reels Play that I have 585 approximate bonus.
There you go.
What does that even mean?
I think you're making some money.
I think so too, but I haven't set up anything.
So you may want to set that up. So that's exactly where, that's where when people want to know when they're ready for it, that's where it'll be. So, and again, it's approximate. And then I was like, where's my money? And I messaged them and they said I'd be getting it at the end of the month after the month. So mine was Reels Play for November. Mm-hmm. So I should get that payment at the end of December. So if I don't get it, I'll be messaging Instagram again, but that's where you would find
When you're saying messaging, sorry, Jess, I was going to throw the question to you, but when you say messaging Instagram, who do you message at Instagram?
And where do you message?
There's a question. So I always, it takes me a minute. If you click on payout accounts, sorry. Don't do that. Click on bonuses and it'll say learn more.
Where's the bonus?
Okay.
And then it'll give a whole big page that's a lot of writing on it. And then I scroll and I'll go down to additional support that says contact monetization support. And then it'll give you the opportunity to contact different places. It says you can request support.
Yeah.
And then you send something and it sends you an email back. it's not a real person that messaged you right. back, I'm sure, but it's like, right. so there is a way.
I've been always like,
probably gonna get canned response, but I do feel like if nothing else, yeah. And if nothing else, I feel like the ability to know, like, I like having a track record. So if something were to happen, like, let's say something wasn't legitimate, like, I would have a track record that I reached out to Instagram on this date and I got this response back. It helps me to know that at least there's some legitimacy. And there's so many people who are doing this. Instagram has, I saw an influencer say that they were like $35,000. Like, there's a lot of money to be made in Instagram Reels. TikTok has a similar program as well. So if you're like, Reels is not for me, on TikTok, you can also be a creator and do this. And I feel that Facebook also has a creator's money.
Yeah, you know,
as well.
Everyone has all those short, like, you know that they also discovered on YouTube, they have shorts.
Yeah, you can now get paid on YouTube as well.
You can now, yeah, you can now get paid.
And let me tell you something that's a really cool way for anybody who's thinking about doing this. So a lot of times, we talk about Pinterest like it's a social media platform, but Pinterest is actually a search engine. So one of the coolest things you can do is create your Instagram Reels. And I'm going to say Instagram because on Pinterest, you can claim your Instagram. But I want you to, all the women who are doing this who are busy and like, Monica, this is all great, but I have like a family and I have a job.
Yeah.
You're going to create your Instagram posts or your Instagram Reels. And then on Pinterest, you can create a post on Pinterest, and then you can direct people from your Pinterest to your Instagram. So imagine if now I'm driving traffic from different sites. All of a sudden, now when we talk about, you know, you asked earlier, like, how did I do all of this? It's figuring out the different ways to make social media work. I'm also a Clubhouse fan. So on Clubhouse, whenever I'm on there, I'll be like, hey, everyone, I have a new reel. Like, you can invite people to go over to your Instagram and watch.
Wait, so while you're actually talking and having mm-hmm. that talk, you can say, yeah. hey, I have a new reel.
You know, Monica, that's a great point, because when I'm ever on Clubhouse and I'm in bigger rooms because it's about food related, so there's usually a lot of people there, I'll all of a sudden get like 100 new followers on Instagram. But so I know that we had a question for you, Jess, and I'm going to bring it up because I know our time is limited.
Yes.
But Monica... Yeah. You know, on some accounts, it says that we should only have just like very basic information, our name and what we do.
Oh, yeah. She told me that.
Yeah. But then if we're on Clubhouse, it's like I'm seeing everyone's biography and their grandmother, you know? So it's like, where do we draw the line and what is really important and where do we put it? Do we, on Instagram, do we say who we are or don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, such a good question. So like both platforms are different. I don't know if you were in Clubhouse at this time, but gosh, back in like January, February last year, there's also this debate that like you shouldn't have anything in your Clubhouse bio. There was like a famous person who's like, I deleted everything. And we're like, well, that works if you're a movie star. It doesn't work if you're like
yeah.
a high school teacher who's made six figures. So what I want to have people think about, though, is it's really about search engine optimization, keyword searching. On Clubhouse, we call it the universal search. So for me on Instagram, you have 150 bio characters and you don't want it to read like a CV or like your resume. Too often I see people on Instagram just list all the things that they do, but you want to think about it more like if somebody's going to come to you, we have about a span of 3 to 5 seconds on Instagram to get somebody to hit that. So they want to know a little bit about what are they going to get from your Instagram. I think the most important thing to think about anyone is followers are selfish. People are selfish. People aren't just out here hitting the follow button because it's in a Good Samaritan. They're doing it because you bring them something. So what can you bring them inside of your short bio on Instagram? Mm-hmm. If you're in Clubhouse, we have a little bit more space and everything is universal searchable on Clubhouse. So I think that's why we see these like really long, very wordy Clubhouse bios. But I will say in Clubhouse, the most important lines in your Clubhouse bio are your first three lines, because that's what someone sees right away. So, you know,
first
like
three lines.
The first three lines are the most important. You know,
but Marty, you said that you should not. But you said your main things should not always be about you. You mentioned something like, what is that? I mean, why is that? But aren't you supposed to say who you are or something like that?
Yeah, you definitely want to say who you are, but you want to think about what do you offer to your audience? There is 100 billion people on Instagram, right? So if you keep on saying like, I help women, I'm going to use you as an example. We're going to talk about this. Like you says, like, yes. I help women create new ways of being via my radio show. Well, lots of people help women. instead your bio could say something like, you know, tune in for weekly updates on how to live your best life as a modern day polished woman, right? So we're kind of grabbing people in. It's about the words versus like what I do. So centering the offering.
I love that.
Yes, what a, I love the offering.
I love
what
a, that.
Well, basically what you're saying is I'm offering you something, come and get it.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the very last line has to be a call to action. Like, here's the other thing. We all remember that day when Instagram and Clubhouse or Instagram and Facebook went down. It was about 6 weeks ago. I think I posted on Twitter that one day. I was so excited.
Yeah, people like freaked out.
We all freaked out. But the most important thing is a lot of people forget inside of your Instagram bio and same thing in Clubhouse and any of your bios is to invite people to join an email list to get something for free from you because we don't own social media. I could lose my social media account at any one day. But if I lose my account of over 10,000 followers, I still have 5,000 people on my email list. So I still have a way to share with them what's happening. It's not just, not all of my coins are in my Instagram, even though that's my preferred platform. I really dislike emails, but it's there because if something were to happen, I wouldn't be starting over from zero.
Oh, that's so good. How do you get their emails from where?
Yeah, so you have a link, and so you don't have to put your website in there, but mine says something like register for a free training. So if you go to my Instagram, I have a couple of different free offerings. I have a free workshop coming up this Saturday, but I'll have like a free training that people can, a lead magnet that they can request to get on. And then once they join that list, it'll put them into my funnel, and you can email them that way. So it's always, you know, being able to offer something for someone for free.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I think Max, we have to have a private time with
I was just saying for Sam to take me out of here. But you know, can we go back to, because we're getting a lot of responses about verification and the process that we go through to verify. Because what at Jess's touch point was like, you know, people can't afford a publicist. So what if it's just like, you know, someone who has some media, they're just starting their business. It's like, for instance, we have a friend of ours who started an ice cream shop. She's in California, but you know, there's a million ice cream shops. So how does that, we know that she's legitimate ice cream shop. So how do we walk through on Instagram a way to get verified without having a publicist?
Yeah, I am still not there yet because I am still working on that. I want to say to anyone who's worried about the blue check is I would say it's less about the blue check and more about getting yourself in media and then sharing that media inside of your bio. So for example, in my bio, it'll say something like seen in at Forbes, seen in at Real Simple, like utilizing the bio as the credibility factor instead of it just being about the blue check. And then the other point about why people like will like you is you want to use your highlights section to share testimonials, to share resources. But you know, we don't all have publicists. I don't have a publicist. But what we can do is highlight our media presence. So for example, I can go back into my bio after this and say seen like featured on LA Talk Radio or featured on The Polished Woman. We were able to, the first time that I really heard a lot of talk about verification was when I was in a Clubhouse room. And again, for the majority of people, verification is helpful, but it's not going to be the make or break between you making a ton of money inside of your business or not.
Okay.
I made six figures without a blue check and without 10,000 followers. So I know that it can be done. You can grow your business as large as you want without having either of those.
Wow. Okay. So, excuse me. Hold on. So, yeah. Okay. So that's good. So, okay, ladies, you don't.
It's hard. We all want those like external validation. Yeah. But I want people to know that like showing up is going to help you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's look at my Instagram. Okay, ladies, if you're like watching, let's look at the Polished Woman Instagram. I actually have earned all my followers. I never bought anything. I've earned it from doing reels. Okay. We have 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes. So she'll give us 5 minutes of advice. What is wrong with my Instagram page?
I would love for you to, we have hashtags in there. I don't think you need your hashtags inside of your Instagram bio, but what I would love for you instead is to take away the hashtags and then under where it has his Max's name, Tell us why I should click the link. What happens when I click the link? Can I get on your mailing list? Can I subscribe to your podcast so that people can be connected with you?
How about
the only hashtag I would teach is that I would keep keep your first hashtag, the polished woman. But you have Telly Awards and Communicator Awards. I might take those out even if you've won those awards because I want you to be able to tell us what to do when we go to the Linktree. And here's my other thing. I'm not a huge fan of Linktree because it's not branded. I would love for you on your website to create a page on your website where everybody can get your links. So when they click on your link, it'll actually say whatever your website is right there. So if you were to click on my bio, you'll see that mine says www.monicabonfrey.com/links. So I've branded... Okay.
Her Instagram is Monica Monfrey. Oh my gosh. Okay. Ah, I'm going to check that. Oh, so you're not a big fan. I was really going to ask you about Linktree because I'm like, okay, people are actually, some people love it because it's
It's
easy.
Not a bad it's not a bad thing at all. It used to be like, there used to be this big debate about how you shouldn't have it. What I love for you, since you already have a webpage, especially if you're using your own webpage and you can manage it, is just create a hidden page that has all of your links. And then the beauty of that is you start to get your website name out there so people see whatever your website is. So it's a helpful difference. But having Linktree is great as well.
Yeah.
I just want people to know what to do when they click on your Linktree.
Okay. So another question that's important. Is website still, are websites still important?
Yeah. I think that if you're looking for that blue verification, you are going to want to have a website. Websites matter in that they help you stake out the claim. You can buy your, you don't have to have a beautiful website, but having a place to send people for press, to send people to just know that you're legitimate in a day and age where we're looking for that, I think they matter. If you don't have a website, please don't let that stop you from starting your business. You can get really inexpensive websites, and you can also get landing pages through ConvertKit or MailerLite, any of those places to have that. But at the end of the day, you do want to have a place that you can send to somebody who's doing press. If you want to, you know, you don't have a PR agent yet. They want to have a place where they can go and just make sure that you are who you say you are.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, one more time. How about my LA Talk Radio page?
Oh, let's go there. The LA Talk Radio page.
Because it's LA Talk Radio. It's latalkradio.com.
This Instagram?
Oh, it's a web page. It's a web page. I don't think we'll have time.
Well, now, again, I'll take a moment to look at it. I would say, you know, one of the most important things in any of these is we want to be sure to invite people in to get on our list and to connect with us. So if you have a podcast, inviting people to subscribe to get on your list. If you have a YouTube station that your channel, you're still putting in there how to get on your list. If you have TikTok, you're still getting people on your list. We want to move people off of rented real estate onto real estate you own, and you own your list. You don't own your social media.
I love that. Oh my gosh, she's so good. See, I knew it. Wait, 1 minute. Where can people find you if they want to learn more about you? Please. When can they attend your next workshop, or how do they find you?
Come find me on any social media. It's spelled Monica Monfrey, M-O-N-I-C-A. Last name is M-O-N-F as in Frank, R-E. That's my Instagram, my TikTok, my Twitter, my Facebook, my LinkedIn. Did I say them all? My Pinterest. That's where I'm at. And when you go to my Instagram, though, my Clubhouse, I'm in Clubhouse all the time. When you go to my Instagram, you'll see a link. And if you click the link, it'll have a opportunity for you to sign up for my workshop on Saturday and to get on my mailing list where you can find out about all the other amazing free things I have happening.
Oh my gosh, Max, we have to attend her. Yeah, I know. We should do a club up. Okay. All right. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh,
Monica, thank you so much. Let's do Clubhouse. Can we do that? Okay. Thank you so much, Monica. I've learned so much. Oh my gosh. But I feel like I need more time with you. So I'm going to have to contact you. Please contact Monica Monfrey on Instagram. MonicaMonfrey. But I'll also put it on my Instagram. Thank you so much, Monica. Okay, tip of the day. We live in a world where social media has become a part of our daily lives. It's not necessary to post everything, but it's important to learn how to post what is necessary for you to help your business grow and thrive. Okay, thank you so much for listening to our show today. Thank you so much, Monica. And don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. Thank you. See you on Monday. Bye.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavage, only on LA Talk Radio.